In the world of college football, the name Bill Hancock invariably gets a smile, which is ironic because if you say the name of Bill Hancock's employer, often you'll get a sneer. Hancock is the executive director of the Bowl Championship Series, or as it's known to its many critics, the event that's killing college football. The BCS uses computers and polls to match the two top-ranked teams in a title game. Those critics would rather have a more inclusive playoff. Tomorrow night in Glendale, Arizona, this year's two top teams, Auburn and Oregon, play for the BCS championship. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, Bill Hancock is happily doing his job amidst the grumbling.
They come in waves. Reporters at a college football media event this past week find the tall man with the wire-rimmed glasses and easy manner.
See you, Christine.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, morning. How are you?
Yahoo Sports national columnist Dan Wetzel wasn't part of the hotel ballroom scene in Scottsdale, but he knows the meet and greet was genuine.
When Bill Hancock asks you how you're doing, he actually wants to know the answer. I don't think you find that often in American society anymore.
High praise, especially from a guy who co-wrote a book titled Death to the BCS. It came out a couple of months ago and already is in its fourth printing. Wetzel's book says the current system of running college football's postseason with no playoffs hurts the universities financially and, says Wetzel, doesn't serve the competitive interests of players and fans. There is the well-researched BCS bashing by journalists like Wetzel. Then there are firebombs.
The people that run the BCS are the most short-sighted mental midgets anywhere in sports administration, anywhere in the world.
Thrown by public figures like James Carville, which leaves Bill Hancock a bit confused.
I don't understand some of the anger about it. The invective is a little hard to deal with, but it doesn't get me down.
If anything, it motivates Hancock to get to work. Affably, of course.
Hi, this is Bill Hancock with the BCS. I'm good, except I'm late.
BCS Championship Week, which means even more interviews than Hancock normally gives. In 2009, his bosses wanted Hancock to be more aggressive in, as he puts it, telling the story of why the BCS is important. This phone interview Friday was with a radio host named Chris in Atlanta.
We get it that some people would like to do something different, but what we have now gives us a compelling regular season and a bowl system that benefits way more teams than a playoff ever would.
The BCS hired Hancock in 2005, partly because he had the right temperament for what one BCS official calls a thankless job. Hancock has a natural sense of humor. When he was in his 20s, he and his brother owned the local newspaper in his hometown of Hobart, Oklahoma. He had the freedom to do anything with the paper, and he did, one beautiful spring day.
The front page was blank except for one line. It said, "Today's front page canceled on account of spring fever." And then on page two, I put a banner headline that said, "Okay, if you got to have news, here it is." And we put some news in.
And the barbs from BCS bashers aren't quite as sharp to a man who's known the pain of losing a child. 31-year-old Will Hancock died in a plane crash in 2001. Bill wrote a book about coping with the death. It endeared him even more to the college football press corps, the same press corps that will keep hammering away at the BCS while Hancock keeps smiling. He hopes.
I've told a couple of dear friends that if you see me changing because of all this, let me know, because I don't want to become someone different.
So far, so good. Tom Goldman, NPR News.